Blog Talk Radio.
From around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. This is Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, the fabulous Charlotte Kornberg. Hey, Charlotte, are you there?
I am here.
Awesome.
How's it going? Welcome to Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday wisdom.
Nice to be back after taking a week off. Which was quite odd that all three people that were scheduled to be on ended up being ill. So kind of some strange stuff going on there, but we're back.
Yes, we are, and we are a live call-in show, folks. So if you want to give us a ring, the phone number is 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air with us. Remember, you can join us in the chat room. I haven't even been in the chat room yet. I've been so busy setting up. I'll tell everybody about that in just a minute. But you can go over to psychictalk.net/live 7 days a week. And join us in the chat room. You can ask questions in there. You can make comments during the show. You can ask for a mini reading that way as well. And, of course, you can do that by calling into the show. We prefer to talk to you. It's nice to hear your voice. We would love to chat with you today. We have a few people on the line already since before the show. So we're going to go to the phone lines real quick here. Let me give out the phone number again, though, if you're sitting on the fence, remember we take the calls in the order that they come in. So go ahead and dial in now to secure your spot and don't hang up because when you call back in, guess what happens? They put you at the bottom of the list. That's right. 714-816-4628. And boy, Charlotte, we have a lot of things covered. So if they want to talk to us about tarot, numerology, angels, crystals, what else?
There's a lot of, you know, we just went through a big full moon. We've got the solstice coming up. There is no end of topics to talk about
psychic
today.
Psychic development.
So.
Yes. So basically any questions you have about anything psychic, we would love to chat with you about that. And you can get a mini reading as well. You know, we love, you know, especially I love when they give us the really cool questions, Charlotte.
My fault.
No, go ahead.
I just love it, the synchronicities that happen too between, you know, on days that are just, you know, between the hosts and whatnot, you know, that just tell you, yep, that's what the universe needs you to know right now.
That's right. Another interesting thing that's going on this month, you know, we always give the numerology of the day and pull a tarot card of the day. And the interesting thing going on today, all month actually, Charlotte, is that the date, you know, we reduce the entire date to a single digit, and then we reduce the day to a single digit as well. And all month long this month, it's the same number.
Oh.
So the date reduced. Yeah. So the date is a 1 today, and the day itself is 19. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's a 1 date and a 1 day, and that means double whatever energy it is. That, like, tomorrow will be a 2 day, and then Friday will be a 3 day. And you can take advantage of these energy. Like, you know, one is new beginnings, the beginning of a new cycle, self, and launching new ventures and things like that. And coincidentally, I drew the card of the day. And let me look over here. I got the Ace of Wands, matching up perfectly with the energy, the one energy of the day. And that's all about new ventures, the initiation of prosperity, happiness, pleasure, optimism, creative energy. So run with that today, folks. Card of the day is the Ace of Wands, and you got that one energy. It's a great time to start anything new. And you know, that project you've always wanted to work on, or launching a new career, new business, new relationships, new anything. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here silently chanting, I'm number one. Right? So one day?
Perfect. Just love that. Just love that. Yeah. So that's a little bit about what's going on. And, of course, Charlotte here is one of our crystal queens on the network. And you wanted to talk a little bit about your crystal of the day.
Yeah, I did. I, you know, there are so many crystals out there. And people seem to think that you have to go out and spend, you know, a fortune on getting crystals that were created by a meteorite or are super rare. But the fact of the matter is, if you have just a simple clear quartz crystal, it is such a multifunctional crystal. It helps clear your other crystals if you keep it in a bag. I, a lot of times, will stick a clear quartz in with each of my decks, depending on what I'm doing. I'll just leave a clear quartz in my decks, my different decks, to keep them cleansed. And it also, much like the number, it amplifies whatever you're doing. So you can combine it with another crystal, and the clear quartz will amplify it. And so it's self-cleansing,
mm-hmm.
or self-clearing, rather. So you don't have to, do any of it, like do the smudging or whatever that you would do with some of your other crystals. And it's just, and you can find it everywhere. And you don't have to spend, you don't have to have a big piece. You can have a piece that you carry in your pocket. You know, it's just personal preference. But it's something that if you want to get into crystals, look at the simple quartz to begin with, to be starting with, and then build up from there. And, you know, because then I find people are like, some of my customers, they're like, they want like the real expensive ones, and then they'll buy it, and then I won't see them for months. And I'll be okay, mm-hmm. you got one crystal that's, pretty limited, or, you could have bought a little nice variety to have on hand, and then
instead of buying just the one expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then eventually, as you build up, then start getting those really unique and personal pieces, and anything that feels, of course, anything that, speaks to you, and you can afford it, of course, I guess I would buy it, but I don't know. I'm a simple person, and I have very few expensive crystals in my collection because I'm simple. The simple things do me, and
mm-hmm.
So that is the the crystal of the day.
So you say,
and I have plenty of those in. If anybody, I've got some nice crystal spheres,
mm-hmm.
Quartz, clear quartz, some rose quartz, a little bit of amethyst. So you can find me at Terra Soul.
Charlotte, we should tell folks what you're talking about. A lot of new listeners, they might not know that you also run a crystal business, and it's called Terra Souls. Yeah. And it's linked off of your page on psychictalk.net. So if you go over to psychictalk.net/Charlotte, you can go right over to her page. You'll also find all of the hosts on the front page of the website. Go to psychictalk.net and just scroll down to get to the host section there. Look for Charlotte's picture. If you hover your cursor over her picture, you'll get a drop-down menu, and the link to her page is right in there. You can just click that. Go over to her page, psychictalk.net/Charlotte. You can read more about Charlotte. You can get a hold of her in between shows. There's also a link to Terra Soul. Is it Terra Soul or Terra Souls? I always forget.
Souls. It's plural. Souls. Terra Souls.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. And she always has these great different deals going on different crystals and sets of crystals and things like that on the Facebook page. And it's linked right from her psychictalk.net host page as well. So go check that out. And
right.
What I was trying to say, I was asking about, so the quartz absorbs energy and it amplifies other crystals. Is that what you were saying?
Yep. It'll amplify the energy of the other crystals. So, you know, say my personal favorite is my labradorite. If I was using that a lot and then pulled out a clear quartz, the clear quartz would magnify the crazy cool things of the labradorite.
No. Awesome. So let's go to our first phone call. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let me give out the phone number again if you're listening live and you're sitting on the fence deciding whether to call in or not. Do it. We'd love to talk with you. And like I said, we take the calls in the order that they come in. So you want to get in early. Don't wait till 2/3 of the way through the show to call in. A lot of people do that, Charlotte. Give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Write that down. Put it in your pad. Put it in your phone. It's good. 7 days a week. 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That's what puts you in the queue and lets us know that you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we just assume you're listening, and that's perfectly fine. You can dial in just to listen to the show. That's another way to do it. And you'll find a player, of course, on the live page at psychictalk.net/live. Scroll down below the player. You can join us in the chat room as well. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Looks like area code 816. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Oh, we're getting a lot of feedback on
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. What's your question for us today?
Okay, so I called in maybe about a week or two ago, and I asked a question about someone I was seeing. And I was told that you said that this person, like you pulled the lover's card, you said, and you said this person was going to, like, put in the effort and, like, was willing to fight for me, and that communication would improve with this person within, like, 6 weeks. And actually, communication, like, improved, like, maybe, like, a day after that phone conversation. And, you know, we saw each other and things are good. It just seems like communication has slowed down again. And I just, like, kind of want to know, like, where this person's head's at and, like, if things were, you know, still on a good path, I guess.
Dax, what do you got on that?
I still got to pull cards on it. I'm still trying to formulate what the question is out of that, you know.
It's kind of hard. I'm trying to phrase it. It's, like, really hard to phrase it. But I guess, like, I just wanted to know if, like, we were still
Well, it's only been a week. That was my question. It's only been a week, and you said the communication got better. It's like, okay, well, let's see how that works out. You know.
It did get better, but then it's like recently it slowed down again.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be ups and downs, of course. You know, we can pull some cards on it, but I don't know how helpful it's going to be. See, I'm trying to think of a question that's going to make it a little bit more empowering for you, a little better of a question, and I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. Probably because I have, like, way too many things going on right at the moment. I'm trying to run 16.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it difficult.
But
I just don't. I don't know how I would.
Can I just jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead, Charlotte.
I'm just gonna jabber away while you pull some cards and ponder them for a minute, because here's the trouble. It almost sounds like you're trying to micromanage this relationship. And like Dax said, every relationship ebbs and flows, and we're all individuals, and we all have, you know, things that come up in our lives. And so I'm going to wait and see what Dax is great at formulating these questions, and see how he phrases the question. Because in my mind, you're wanting to know, is our relationship still on the right track? And like Dax said,
you know,
it's only been a week or two. And
only because, you know, this is things have not been the best in the past, and we're just finally we're getting back together, like, after not being together for 4 months. And so I wouldn't say it's that I'm trying to micromanage it, but I am, I guess, extra, like, you know, paranoid, I guess, of things falling apart again, for sure.
Well, the feeling that's coming through for me right now, without even pulling a card in, I mean, it's a strong feeling, is like, I'm feeling the need to sit back. I mean, I'm literally feeling the need to sit back in my chair. And to me, that's saying maybe you need to just sit back a little bit in your life and let it roll out, because it feels like there's pressure building. You know, your worry is causing pressure. And again, I feel like I need to sit back. So I'm just going to sit back now and be quiet and pull a card and let Dax tell you what he found.
Okay.
Go ahead, sit back.
It's
so
this
funny.
Oddest feeling when that comes over you. I mean, it's, but I'm like, okay, I got the message. I'm sitting back.
Yeah, and that makes sense,
right?
Because I feel like I am trying to, like, not make the same mistakes that I made in the past. And I am trying to sit back and, like, remain calm. I mean, it's easier said than done, and I'm trying very hard to do that. It's just, like, in my head, you know.
Yeah, you got to get out of the headspace. I mean,
grow up again.
I mean, one of the main cards that I'm getting is talking about emotional stability, and getting out of the headspace is part of the issue. You know, two too much focusing on, you know, how's this going to work out and all that. And it's true whether it's relationships or finding a job or whatever. We were just talking about this on yesterday's show, as a matter of fact, Rose and I, you know, we're attracting in what we're focusing on. So you should always be focusing on the goal, not focusing on the will this work out, you know. I mean, anything like that, you're drawing that negativity in. You're drawing in the opposite of mm-hmm. what you're trying to attract. So you need to be focused on that. Now, some of the cars look really good. I mean, it's saying that you're making slow progress towards the goal. And mute Mark. Charlotte, the dog's barking. Fruitful partnerships is showing up. And the outcome card is the success card, the Six of Wands. You can't get better than that. But that's also the timing card, six, and you're not going to see significant progress for at least 6 weeks, at least, at least.
Okay.
And the other interesting thing is that there are two king cards showing up. So in addition to this person, this one fella, there's somebody else.
Yes, and that's another reason why I'm feeling really anxious lately, because I don't know, because I have more feelings for the other person, and this other mm-hmm. person is coming in, like, super strong and, like, super fast, and I'm trying to, like, wait, because I, at the end of the day, like, I've always cared about the other person, and in the past, I made a lot of mistakes with that person, and I'm trying to, like, make up for those mistakes and, like, atone for the things that I did to him in the past. And, you know, I'm sure he has to go through, you know, trusting, being able to trust me again and stuff like that. So I'm trying to be patient, like I said earlier. But at the same time, like, we are not officially, like, back together right now. And so we both have, you know, been honest about, you know, dating other people, because we haven't seen each other for 4 months. And so, like I said, we're just, like, getting back to seeing each other, and now this other person is coming in, like, super fast, and I'm just, like, trying to pump the brakes, because I would rather, at the end of the day, be with the other person. And it's making me really anxious.
You see, Charlotte, the cards are never wrong. I love it. I absolutely love it. That's great. There are two people, just like the card said, you know, and the cards are going, hey, wait a minute. There's something going on here. And then I just pulled some more just to look at those two people individually. And the original, the first person that you asked the question about, it's like you're holding on too tight. And then the other person is the issue with him is that you're not looking at the hidden things. Very interesting. What are you getting, Charlotte?
I pulled the White Witch card, and that's all about taking the higher road, removing yourself from low energy. So, you know, like you're saying, I just, you know, I keep worrying about what happened in the past, and I'm trying to, so you're actually pulling yourself back into those lower energies by doing that instead of being forward thinking and picturing how you want it to be. You have to leave that stuff in the past. And
okay. And
the White Witch also, at, you know, hence the name, she wants you to look at the goddess within and know that you have a choice. Don't get pulled into the dramas and the bickering or anything that's going to limit your joy. And listen to your intuition about who you would rather be with. And at the end of the day, who is going to make you the happiest?
Right.
And what's interesting is I just to confirm what you were saying, Charlotte, I got the High Priestess card, and that's what that card talks about, is listening to your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's pretty much the answer for you, Jessica, is, you know, you already know the answer. All we're doing is confirming. I think I said that too on the radio show yesterday, talking with Rose Charlotte. I said, well, you know, I've always said tarot is 90% confirmation.
Yeah.
People already know the answers to their own questions, and we're just giving a little confirmation. But I hope that helped you out. We've got to move on to other callers, Jess, but, you know, call back
in.
Yeah,
good luck, Jess.
I think they're going in a week or so.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. And we do have quite a queue building up here. Let me check on the time. Okay, we still got some time before the bottom of the hour break where we're going to talk about some of the upcoming shows on the network. But first, let's take another phone call. Who's waiting?
Woohoo!
Looks like area code 805 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna from Santa Barbara, California. Hello.
Hey, Donna.
Oh, wow, Santa Barbara. Awesome. What's going on?
Hey. Well, I was in a meditation about 6 weeks ago, and I've been asking the universe to bring in a male partner for me and also more money so I can go traveling. And I heard a message that said it's coming soon, and it filled me up with a lot of love and gratitude, and it was very gentle when it came in and everything. So I wanted to know what you were picking up on these two things happening for me.
Oh, yeah. It's showing up for sure. Okay, I'm having some audio problems here. Sorry about that, guys. I got to mute Donna's line because there's a lot of background noise. But, wow. Yeah, seeing good things in the cards here. Hold on while I grab something. Got to get a couple of things up here. I'm unprepared today. Sorry, I've been messing around with the technical end of things. And trying to get ready for the show, technical wise,
Donna,
but I don't have my normal stuff up, like my cheat sheets and things like that. So I'm getting everything all set right now. Okay, let me take a look here, folks. I got to bring my cards back up now. Hold on. Sorry, Charlotte. Okay. So yeah, there's. You got, like, the best cards you could possibly get, Donna. I mean, you know, Two of Cups, the Ace of Cups, Ace of Swords. You know, uh-oh, what was that? Charlotte, did you fall down?
No.
Okay, background noise. Tons of background noise. Okay. So, back to what I was saying before I heard this crash in the background. Okay, so, you know, awesome.
I'll tell you later.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome cards for you, Donna, as far as relationships coming in. You know, Ace of Cups, new relationship. Same thing with the Two of Cups, you know. A romance, beginning of a good friendship, harmony, cooperation with another person. Yeah, I mean, it's looking really, really good, okay? And the person that's showing up for you actually is the King of Cups, in the form of the King of Cups. Cups is water. So potentially he is a water sign. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Doesn't have to be. You could just have the attributes of this individual. So we're talking somebody successful and shrewd, considerate, perhaps on the liberal side, maybe artistic even, Great source of comfort. And the big thing about the King of Cups is that he's very emotionally stable. And also, because it's a King card, we're talking about somebody your age or potentially older chronologically, or your age or older in outlook or maturity. But yes, someone is definitely coming in. And Charlotte, what are you getting for Donna?
I kind of drew a blank on that one. Because of what happened, which I'll tell you later. I don't have anything that I could add other than to what you just said. So, sorry, Donna.
Well, you know, you can't tune in on every single one, Charlotte. And Charlotte's one of our newer hosts, and she's getting used to this, doing it on radio and not having a half hour, 40 minutes, or an hour to pull lots of cards and talk to a client that long. We only got, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes to talk to a caller. That's why we call them mini readings as opposed to full readings. And, you're not always going to get something. And that's why it's great, you know, to have a co-host or two on the show as well. Because if you don't get something, maybe they get something. And I got awesome cards for you, Donna, you know. Definite confirmation.
Thank you so much.
I will tell you the card I got and see if it makes any sense to you. But the card I got was all about facing your fear. And
what deck was that from, Charlotte?
That was out of my Keepers of the Light deck. Again, Kyle Gray, my favorite. Mm. One of my favorites.
Kyle Gray, yeah.
I have way too many favorites.
I didn't understand what you just said, Charlotte.
The card was the goddess Kali Ma, who is one that wears the skulls around her neck, and she can be she's a Hindu goddess of death and rebirth. But she's saying she can bring old cycles to an end, so we can experience transformation. And so, Donna, I don't know why that card came up for you. And I'm going to guess it applies to you somehow, or it wouldn't have come to the top of the deck. I'll just leave that there for you, about facing your fears.
Yeah, just leave it. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you just have to leave it there. You know, I didn't understand you at first because there was so much background noise coming off of Donna's line, and I had to mute the line again. But, you know, sometimes you just need to sit with something. So this card comes up, and fear. Say it once again, Charlotte. Doing what with fear? What was it again? Letting go of fear.
Facing your fear.
Facing fear.
And then releasing it, because as soon as you face it, you can release it. And if she wants to call him Kali Ma, and you spell that KALI-MA, Kali Ma, and she will help you release that fear and step into a space that is strong, focused, and courageous. So, you know, I think there's a reason why that came up for you, but I'm not sure what it is.
Right, so you just sit with it. What I always suggest is you write this stuff down, and if you miss anything, just listen to the replay after the show and write it down, and then look at that piece of paper, you know, once a day, twice a day for the next few days, and it may jog your memory or give you some insight. So I'm just going to say, we'll just leave it like that, and I hope that helped you out, Donna. I'm sorry? What was that, Charlotte?
I just said perfect.
Okay, sorry. I got some more background noise again, and I was having trouble understanding what you were saying there. That was on my end, not on your end. Okay, so we are at the bottom of the hour, and still got some callers in the queue, but I'm going to give out the number again, because if you're going to get in, this is when you want to do it. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. If you're Skyping in, remember to go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, push 1. That puts you into the queue. So 714-816-4628. We'll go back to the phone calls in just a minute, but I want to let everybody know about some of the amazing shows we have coming up on the network over the next few days here. Actually, what's been, and what, it was not planned this way, but I noticed this a couple of days ago, starting with our first show on Monday, first couple of shows, actually. There's two shows on Monday now. And all the shows are open lines this week. And, you know, we didn't plan it that way. We have topics on various shows next week, the week after, so forth like that. But for some reason, it just synced up like that, where the various hosts on the various shows wanted to do open line shows this week. So all week long, till Monday anyway, you know, it's going to be open lines pretty much. So it's really great. You can just call in any day. You just write down that phone number, 714-816-4628, or put it in your phone, put it in your pad, along with the chat room, the live page. You want to type that into psychictalk.net/live, and each day you can just go there and call into the show. Tomorrow is Thursday, and every Thursday it's Stephanie's Guided Tarot, so Stephanie Mayo will be on tomorrow. Get ready, though. You got to call in early on her show. She'll have 15, 20 calls in the queue before the show even begins. So if you're going to get through, yeah, Stephanie's that good. So everyone wants to talk to Stephanie. So if you're going to get through, you're going to have to call in early. Remember, the phone lines open 15 minutes before airtime. Her show is at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. And it's a pretty much, yeah, it's the same times, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday will be much later. I'll tell you about that in a second. But get in early tomorrow for Stephanie's show. Kathy Schrogan will be on with me on Friday. We're also doing open lines. Dr. Rose is still away at camp. And then the following Friday, we have a really great guest. And we will be actually talking about tarot and hypnotherapy with certified tarot professional and master hypnotherapist Jennifer Mateo. So that's going to be really great. That's, what, the 28th. But next, this coming Friday, it's just Kathy and me taking your phone calls. And then we took a break last Saturday for my birthday. It's my birthday weekend. And Mary also had a tarot event. She's in the heart of the Bible Belt. She's the buckle of the belt there. And she was doing a presentation on tarot, but apparently it went quite well. And also her husband, Perry, was getting an award. And we'll talk all about that on Saturday. But we took the day off, and we're going to be back, though, this Saturday, June 22nd, with Open Lines. And we'll hear all about Mary's adventure teaching people about tarot and the Bible Belt. and Perry's award, too. We'll hear about that as well. And then on Sunday, June 23rd, it's the premiere episode of Tarot d'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love. This is a show, we had a false start last month, and this is a show that Cooch has been wanting to do for a long time. It's with our host, Cooch Daniels, who is a well-known tarot author and certified tarot master. And this is a show just for you, the lovelorn, the romantically challenged, or anyone who just needs some help in that area, some advice. And it's our first late night, nighttime show. It's going to be at 10 p.m. Pacific time, so that's 1 a.m. Eastern. And Cooch specifically wanted to do this time frame because that's when a lot of people are up in the middle of the night thinking about these things. Right, Charlotte?
Oops, I had myself muted. Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to stay awake this time. Last time I kind of dozed off before when the fall starts. So I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be a great show. And I may even call in and ask a question. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I don't know if Cooch thought about it this way, but it's not that late, 10 p.m. But the thing is, she is on the West Coast. She's in San Francisco, so it's only 10 p.m. But East Coast time, New York City, it's 1 a.m. in the morning, and if you're in London, it's 6 a.m. So, you know, if you want to get up early and join us on the show, 6 a.m. in London, 7 a.m. in Paris, you know. Anyway, but that's going to be great. It really is. Tarot de Amor. And by the way, that's the title of her book, one of her first books that she did. She literally wrote the book on tarot and love, Tarot de Amor. And it's also the title now of the show. Tarot de Amor, Nighttime Tarot for Love, starting this coming Sunday, June 23rd. It's going to be the last Sunday of the month or the fourth Sunday of the month, something like that, every month, the fourth Sunday. There you go.
Cool.
So,
excellent.
Isn't that great, Char? So
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I hope you make it. I hope you stay. I hope I make it. You know, I got to stay up late and run the board, you know, Anyway, but you're going to find all these shows on our upcoming shows page. Just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And I've got all the shows filled out all the way through June 30th. So you can see all the different guests coming on and the topics and pencil some things in that you really want to listen to. Go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Okay. So back to the phone line, Char. Let's see. What time is it here?
I am still got ready. Time.
We can get a bunch in. We still can get a bunch in. And I did want to mention, of course, you know, in addition to her crystal business, Tara Souls is actually crystals and angel card readings and readings and such. So you can book a session with Charlotte. You want to go over to psychictalk.net/Charlotte or find her on the front page of the website at psychictalk.net. And for me, I actually have my readings on sale, and I have different types of readings for different things. And but roughly, they run $67 to $97. But for the month of June, which is my birthday month and also Pride Month, I love how my birthday month is Pride Month. And for the entire month of June, my readings are only $27. I mean, you just cannot beat that. $27. Also, we were talking about numerology in the beginning of the show. My numerology reports, I do a full 9-number chart and a full report. Custom handmade for you, not machine generated like those things on the net. I actually sit there and contemplate the numerology and actually write it all out by hand. And then I deliver that to you via email. So those reports, which also run around $67, are on sale for $27 as well. You can also get both a reading and your numerology and your numerology report for $47. And if you're a professional reader out there yourself, you can join the Tarot Guild and get your tarot certification for just $37 during this sale. And in addition, if you're new to tarot and numerology and maybe you want to learn to do what we do, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course, which is a full course on tarot and numerology. You learn side by side. You get a strong foundation in both. And you can get it for 66% off right now. It's just $67, normally $197. It's on sale for $67. That includes your membership in the Tarot Guild, It includes your certification if you want to get certified. Everything's included for just $67. And I've had a couple of people enroll just recently, some of them students of ours from way back, and they jumped on this deal because they got their membership in the Tarot Guild again as well, and the certification paid for. And all of that is on the Pride page, psychetalk.net/pride. You can go over there. You can book a tarot session, order a numerology report, get both. You can enroll in my course. You can get your tarot certification, membership, all in the same place, psychetalk.net/pride, to get the special pricing. Okay, it looks like area code 401 is our next caller. If the switchboard will cooperate here. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live on Psyche Talk.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Terry, and I'm calling in from Rhode Island.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good. Can you guys hear me all right? Because there is a little bit of noise I hear in the background, but I don't have you on speaker or anything.
Actually, the noise is not real bad, but you're sounding a little muffled on my end, so it's hard to understand a little bit of, but maybe that'll clear up. You know, we'll see. Just get close to your mic, and what would you like to chat about? It's open line.
Well, I just stumbled across your show this afternoon. I was, you know, I'm pretty much open to anything that you may have for me regarding my current situation as it relates to my relationship. Sort of a crossroads. It's been going on for quite some time. So just wondering if you see any, you know, external influences, whether they be, you know, family or otherwise. There's just an energy around it where it seems like we're repeating the same thing over and over, like a record that's stuck. We really can't just get out of it, whether it's, you know, to stay together or to part ways.
Oh, boy. What a conundrum. I'm getting two nurturing, okay, so basically two motherly energies coming
mm-hmm.
in.
That makes
sense. how are they involved? How are they involved with that? Yeah, I'm not that
busy,
you know. But, yeah.
I definitely relate to what you said previously, which is, you know, most of the time, or, you know, people know the answers. You just need that validation. So, I mean, I'm very empathic, and I'm getting back involved with my spirituality and everything. And it's showing me, at least, that they have similarities as far as sort of like narcissistic overbearing qualities. Not, you know, there's a spectrum of that, not in a negative way, but it's just almost like encouraging mm-hmm. codependency from either one of our sides. And I want to break the cycle, so I feel like all of my relationships are in upheaval, but sometimes that's necessary in order to move on or to grow. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just seems, you know, we're not exactly a united front, and I sort of can't wait for that to happen any longer. But in, you know, in my moments of thought, it's like, why are you throwing everything away? But I feel like it's just the right thing to do. It's just sometimes the people around, you know, he needs to create a protective bubble between us so that no one can break that.
That's right. Now, are you talking about your immediate family and then the rest of everybody outside of that bubble?
Yeah,
okay,
my mom,
that's
my mom's my only living
that's actually
family
what's
member.
Showing up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's showing up in the cards. You got the Ten of Cups, and that's that ideal family situation, but it's the nuclear family. Mom, dad,
mm-hmm.
kids, you know, and it's, and there's a, it's interesting because in the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, there is a rainbow with the 10 cups, and it's an idyllic situation. Sometimes it's a little bit too idyllic, let's just say. But when you look at it real quick, it looks like a bubble being formed over the top of them, which is exactly what you were talking about. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm chilled. That's weird.
And right next to that is the Ace of Wands, a new opportunity. So there is an opportunity to solve this issue, okay? And then some of the other cards are just talking about, you know, of course I got the two cards talking about the motherly energy. You know, these other individuals, they mean well sometimes, but, you know, it's not really helping.
Absolutely.
Now, how quickly you resolve this and get back to where you want to be is entirely up to you. Do you want it to be 5 months or 5 days or five weeks? It's entirely up to you, because I just pulled a timing card and I got five. Okay, so it could be 5 days, 5 weeks. It could be 5 months, you know, but how quickly it resolves is entirely dependent on
I was going to say by my birthday. My birthday is August 6th. So I think that's right around maybe five weeks, a little bit more from now.
There you go. There you go.
Perfect.
And one element that's showing up is that you need to step back. You need to really step back, and it would. This is interesting because it's a dual purpose here. We're getting. I'm seeing that you need to step back from the whole situation so you can think outside the box, but also you need fresh eyes. It's showing up in the form of the Hermit card, and that's like seeking wise counsel. So you want to talk to somebody that. Is not too familiar with the situation. You want somebody that can be objective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And try to work through the different aspects by talking. And it obviously has to be somebody you trust. And
that's what the hard part is. Like, I guess that's what I've been learning, sort of. Since we've been together, it's been 2 years. We own property together, so obviously, if we part ways, we need to divide that and. You know, there's a lot more to it, but with his mom, just they're very similar. But as far as opening up vulnerability, she's a little bit more calculating, and I've just sort of blocked them out of my life almost. It's sort of like having to cut off that connection because I just knew that it was not for it wasn't for positive reasons, her connecting with me. It was almost to gain information, which defeated the purpose of having a relationship. So that makes sense to seek, trusting guidance.
Yeah, she's showing up as the... Queen of Wands, actually. She's showing up in the form of the Queen of Wands. But let's go over to Charlotte. Charlotte, did you pull
any
cards or are you getting anything?
Well, I got a couple of different cards. I got the Trustworthy Friends card again from another Kyle Gray deck called Angel Prayers. And it's interesting that you're talking about him being trustworthy. So this is reminding me to surround yourself with people that you can trust.
Right.
Which, I mean, okay, even as
I
say that, I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of a duh thing to say. But that is the message that you're giving. They're reminding you to surround yourself with people that, you can trust and that love you and that are going to have your back. And it sounds like that person maybe is not it. And so maybe make sure you're protecting yourself. And then, but the other card I drew from was I got Lord Ganesh, and the thing that popped out immediately on that card to me was that there may be obstacles in your path right now, but that they're going to be, they will be removed. Lord Ganesh is going to be there helping you remove those obstacles.
That's great, because I do a lot of meditation lately, doing a lot of grounding and trying to keep my equilibrium, because some of the things that are going on definitely fill me with rage, which I wouldn't normally have, anger. I'm not an angry person, but it's just sort of illogical, like, disconnect. We don't need to play games. We're very old, too old for that. So, it seems very cut and dry, but some people just won't allow the ending to happen, even though it's for both, the betterment of both of us. So I appreciate you saying that, sharing that, and I'm really taken away by the cards that were drawn. Thank you for the validation.
Isn't that amazing?
That's happened twice. I
just loved it. Like that with that earlier caller, and she's asking about the relationship with this one guy, and these two guys show up in the reading, and she goes, "Well, yeah, there are two guys." Hello, the cards never lie.
Right. That's the one thing I don't have. So maybe I will start to you know, develop that tool to use for myself. But I mean, I really appreciate you guys validating that and speaking with me today.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for
and
calling
thanks
in.
For
we appreciate you calling in.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your week there. And I'm still getting used to this new microphone. Many of you know we have a brand new show on Mondays, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. And, you know, Janice has been with us for a long time, since way back in the original Angels Monday show. And she's rejoined the network with that new show, Wisdom of the Soul. She's doing a fantastic job. She's doing videos on YouTube as well as being here on the network as well. And, you know, it was my birthday on Sunday, and I got a package in the mail yesterday. And lo and behold, she had sent me a Blue Yeti professional microphone. And I about passed out. And, you know, I'm not used to using a tabletop microphone. This is the first show that I've used it on. And, you know, being in the right position for the sound quality and then having to go and do things on the computer and everything, you know, normally I just have my headset on, which I do have a headset on just for the listening part, earphones. But I normally have a headset with a built-in microphone, you know, and I can move all around and everything like that. And but this is a lot different. It's also extremely powerful, so it picks up every single little sound, and I'm, you know, adjusting the gain and trying to get this to work right. And you know, and if I sound a little scatterbrained, or if I sounded scatterbrained in the beginning of the show, that was why. You know, up to the last minute before the show started, Charlotte and I are working with this microphone trying to get it to sound right. Anyway, so I can't wait to hear the recording after the live show here to, you know, see what this thing sounds like. And I mean, I don't know, it might sound like crap. I'll go back to my old, you know, $10 headset.
Janice
would kill me. Janice would kill me. These professional microphones are very expensive, and that's why I never had one up till this point, because I can't afford it. Oh boy. So I did want to mention for our last caller, because she mentioned about you know, wanting to learn to do this herself, and so for her and for Terry and for everybody listening, I just want to re-mention my prize sale, because the prices are never going to get that good. Okay, so you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course and learn tarot and numerology together and learn to do what we do. And it's just $67 right now. I've never had it 66% off. Go over to psychictalk.net/pride. Psychictalk.net/pride, and you can enroll in the course. Now, if you're already a tarot reader, like I said, get your tarot certification. You get free membership in the Tarot Guild for it's normally $47. It's on sale for $37. On the same page, psychictalk.net/pride. And the other thing is, you know, we were talking to Terry about, remember Charlotte, I mentioned about, you know, finding that that third party. And Charlotte and I, we can be that person for you. That's right. That disinterested, you know, distant from the situation person that can be objective and chat with you all you want, you know. So you can go over and contact Charlotte at psychictalk.net/Charlotte and book a session with her. And, of course, I have my sessions on sale on that same Pride page, psychictalk.net/Pride. You can go over to my page, psychictalk.net/Dax, and read about me and my readings and things like that. But don't buy on the Dax page, because it's like, gosh, I think it's 66% off at least. So $27. Go over to psychictalk.net/Pride. That's where you want to book a private session with me. And we're going to go back to the phone lines. I think we have time to squeeze another one in for the end of the show. Remember, I'll be back on Friday with Kathy. Stephanie will be on tomorrow. Mary will be on with me on Saturday. And I'll probably end up being on the show with Coot Charlotte because she hates doing the show by herself. So 10 o'clock at night on Sunday, 1 a.m.
Well,
Eastern.
That's what I like about doing a show with somebody. I like bouncing stuff off of people and, you know, the give and take between the co-hosts. I really enjoy that. I would much rather do that than have my own show.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, so.
Yeah, you know, it depends on the person and what you're trying to accomplish with the show. So Mary does the shows on Saturdays, but it's the last three Saturdays. The first Saturday, she does Mystical Musings by herself because she has certain topics that she wants to cover by herself, and she's also working on starting to do more intuitive life coaching and so forth. She calls it mystical life coaching. And, in fact, she just did a whole show on that at the beginning of the month. And, you know, Stephanie is promoting Stephanie. Stephanie is promoting
mm-hmm.
Stephanie's Guided Tarot, you know, which is also the name of her business, Stephanie's Guided Tarot.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Charlotte on Mondays. Yeah. So, you know, there's reasons to do solo shows. I'm sorry?
Catherine on Mondays, not Charlotte on Mondays.
Oh, Catherine. Yeah, Catherine on Mondays, yeah. But, you know, I'm with you. I have a lot more fun when there's one or two other hosts besides myself on the show. And if we don't get to your call today, remember, I'm going to be here all week, you know, and probably Sunday too, late at night with Tarot de Amor. Anyway, so there's plenty of opportunity to call in. Just write down the phone number, 714-816-4628. PsycheTalk.net/live, and you can join us every day of the week. If we don't get your call today, you can call in tomorrow. Stephanie would love to chat with you. And in between shows, hey, book a private session. I mean, you can't beat $27 right now that I've got that on sale. But we'll be back next Wednesday, too. And we got a treat for you because, you know, we recently had on Angel Reiki Master Sharon Rapsik, who is also a host on the Sunday show every other Sunday, which is Angelic Realms. But that show is on hiatus for the summer. And they just Maria and her just had their last show till fall. And we had, Charlotte and I had Sharon on just a couple weeks ago or so? 2 weeks ago?
About 3 weeks ago, I think. It was. I just love Sharona, so I'm so excited for next week to have Sharona come and hang with us again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like we had so much fun. We said, oh, you got to come back on, especially when your show's on hiatus for the summer. Come back on the show with us and hang out, you know. And so she's our guest co-host next Wednesday. And it's going to be the three of us hanging out. And, of course, Charlotte will have another crystal of the week. And I'll
mm-hmm.
have the numerology and the tarot of the day. I have so much fun on Wednesday, Charlotte. I don't know about you.
Well, it's Wednesday fun day, you know. Hump day. You got to have fun on hump day. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it looks like the next caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 919. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi,
hello, Kay.
Hi. I have some questions or concerns around my career. I'm not working now, and trying to keep my spirits up, but I'm ready to go back to work, and my financial situation is becoming quite big, you know, concerning. So just needing some guidance in that area.
Charlotte, are you going to go first this time?
So your question is, what is your Are you looking for a job? Is that?
Oh, yes, desperately, and desperately looking for a job. Well, I shouldn't say desperate, because then that way I will get something that I may not necessarily want, but ready to begin working again. It's been a year, and as I stated, my financial situation is really becoming quite there. I have talked with my landlord about what options I need to do because I'm leasing. So just ready to go to work and trying to see when the opportunities will start coming in.
I will admit I am not good with numbers. Dax is the numbers person.
Okay.
The cards I did pull, it looks like something new is about to roll in. But I'm not. And it's going to be. It's going to be in your area of expertise.
Okay, that's
but
good.
I'm also feeling like you're, even though you're saying, you know, I'm ready, I'm feeling like your fears might hold you back a little bit. So you're being reminded how strong you absolutely are. And this is interesting that this has come up a second time today. So I think this is a universal message about, you know, as soon as you face your fears, you release your fears. And so if there's anything holding you back, you know, fear-wise, look it in the eye and figure out what is it that's scaring me and go from there. What have you got, Dax?
Okay. Oh, that was actually really good. I liked it.
I did too.
I'm getting, you know, as far as numbers, I'm getting a lot of eights, and eight is abundant in numerology. So, you know, looking really good there. And the very first card, and actually I got multiple cards with lots of swords, lots of thoughts and ideas, and that might be part of the problem. We kind of shoot ourselves in the foot when we try a scattergun approach to finding even the next J-O-B, you know. I'm not a fan of J-O-Bs. You know, I always say, look, you got to have a career or you got to be an entrepreneur, one of those two things. You know, don't just get the next J-O-B for the next J-O-B. We call them muggle jobs, our muggle jobs.
I like that.
A lot of readers actually have muggle jobs because they haven't built up their reading business to be a full-time income, and that's what you really want to do. Now, I mean, you said you've been applying, and it's almost like too much. There's no focus, okay? Now, the first card, the Six of Swords, indicates progress towards your goal, though. It's just slow-moving. And you got the rough waters on one side of the boat, and you got the calm seas on the other side of the boat, and you're moving towards it. You know, it's just kind of slow going. And I think part of it is you're being slowed down by too many swords in the boat, and you got to throw out some of these ideas, throw out some of scattergun approach to applying. You got to get more focused on specifically what you want, and what that opens up a door for is I see a project. A project that you can work on with other people. Now, it might not be a project, it might be a partnership, but I really feel like it's a project, and I have no idea what that is. I'm just saying that there is this opportunity that can come in, but the problem is getting past all those swords. Okay, you got to get more focused on exactly. Okay, what is, you know, the next work situation, whether it's a J-O-B, a career, a project, an entrepreneurial opportunity, whatever it is, okay, you got to get really, really clear on what is that like, you know? What's it going to be like? What's your coworkers going to be like? Are you going to have a boss, or is it a partnership where, you know, you're an equal boss? Or are you the boss? And if you have a boss, what are they like? If you don't have a boss, what's the people you're working with like? What's the environment? What, you know, are you stuck in a cubicle? Are you out and about? Are you on the phone? You know, what are you doing specifically? What's the perks? And how good is that going to make you feel? Not just the money, because you know it's harder to get a focus on money. You want to focus on something like a perk that's tangible. You know, like there's a full espresso bar in your workplace that you can just run up and make. You can steam some. You can make espresso and steam some milk and make yourself a latte or a mocha any time of the day that you want to. You just take a little break and you go walk over and make an espresso drink. I'm just making this stuff up, but, you know. Perks,
but I understand.
You know?
I understand.
Yeah, you got to get focused. This is exactly how I want this to be in order to attract that in. And once you do that, once you get away from the scatter and how do I put it? Being attached to a specific outcome, like, well, you know, I've always worked in this field exactly this way and had this type of job, you know, and so I'm applying for similar jobs, and so I'm you know sending out 150 resumes today. No, that's telling the universe I don't know what I want, and you know it's like throwing stuff at the wall hoping something will stick. That's not what you want to do. The way the law of attraction, the way the universe actually works, is it gives you what you want, and it only knows what you want when you have an emotion behind it and when you have a clear cut, crystal clear description of what it is. It's like you have to have the exact address to put in the GPS. Now,
I understand.
Like a GPS, the universe will take care of the hows. It'll put the people, places, and things and whatever you need in your path so that you can get to the goal. It'll take care of the hows. You've got to supply the why and the what and the exact address to put into that GPS. Okay? And then once you do that, the next card is the Eight of Wands, which is things happening fast. Things happening fast. And the timing card, what I'm getting is a five-week window. Somewhere in the next 5 weeks, okay, things could break up and start gelling for you. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a ton of sense. a lot of sense.
So awesome,
much, Kay. All I can say is you are so, so correct. And I was thinking that, and I've actually stepped away from my computer a couple of times because I've said the exact same thing you said. Okay, stop. You need to quit. So
yep. You've got
like
to get
said
concrete,
earlier,
crystal clear, and specific. Yeah, it's all about confirmation. And this is the thing. Even if you wanted a J-O-B, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm the guy that's like really against J-O-Bs, I think we need to be, you know, we live in a culture nowadays, and with the internet and what's available, we can take our skills and abilities and we can freelance them out to anybody. We don't need to work for XYZ company in slot A, J-O-B 2. We don't need to do that anymore, you know. And you have skills and abilities that you developed where you can put them to work for yourself and work for yourself, okay? But let's mm-hmm. say you did want a specific J-O-B. I'm used to being a comptroller in a Fortune 500 company, XYZ. This is what I normally do. Okay, you can still do this process, but you have to get very specific. I want this job that's available at this Fortune 500 company, nobody else, nothing else, this job. And you focus in on that one job and applying and getting that job and interviewing for that job. And your steps are, you know, getting in for the interview and then nailing the interview and then acquiring the job. And then what's that going to be? You know, so even if you want a specific or even if you want a J-O-B in a specific genre, you know, or job title, what have you, it's all about getting very specific instead of, you know, sending out your resume to Xerox and your resume to General Electric and your resume to Raytheon and, you know, you're still doing the scattergun approach. You're hoping something will stick on the wall. That's not what you want to do. And this is good for UK and everybody listening out there. Get extremely, extremely specific. Okay, I want this particular comptroller job, or you know, or this particular management job at this particular company. And then you go to the company, and you know, if you can get inside the building, talk to some of the other people that work there. Look for the bar across the street that everybody goes to, or the Denny's, or whatever it is. You know, the restaurant. Look for the place right down the street from that company that everybody hangs out, and go hang out there. You know, you're getting yourself into that feeling space of what it's going to be like when you're working there, and now you're attracting that in. Now, if you've decided, okay, you know, I really don't want the job, okay, then sit down with a piece of paper and write down all the attributes of your ideal work situation, where now you're the boss, you're an entrepreneur, and you're putting your skills to use. What was the word I used before? What people are doing nowadays is, you know, freelance. You know, and you're freelancing out. Yeah, you're freelancing out your skills and abilities. And what would that work situation look? You know, do you have a home office? Or are you working out at the local coffee shop because, you know, it's so cool that you can actually just go down to the coffee shop and work off your laptop? Is it that kind of an operation? You know, get really specific about what that's going to be like and why you love it. And it's got to be the L word, not, I kind of like it, or it pays the bill. No, not it pays the bill. I love this. Okay.
I understand. Yeah. I totally understand. And I receive that. I did that, but I only did it once. And therefore, you just speaking what I know, I need to continuously do that. So thank you.
Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day, Donna.
I don't know if the line dropped or what happened there, but I was trying to say goodbye to Kay, but she disappeared into the ethers. Well,
no,
I hope you've enjoyed the show.
I meant Kay.
Yeah, Kay. So I want to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers. Thank you, Charlotte, for being on the show.
Yeah, this is another good show. We got some good callers today, and got to talk about some cool stuff, and got a lot of cool shows coming up. So, Wednesday,
can't
Monday.
Wait. That's right, and some Wednesday wisdom. I use that hashtag all the time, by the way, on Wednesdays when I'm sending things out on Twitter and such. I use Wednesday wisdom. So... next week, Sharona's going to be with us, and it's going to be a party on air.
It certainly is. I cannot wait.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to say goodbye, and Charlotte, I'm going to say goodbye to you and the listeners. And...
yeah. I know. I can't believe how fast this show went by. In fact, we're... almost 20 minutes past the hour, so it went by in a hurry today.
Got a lot of great information out to people, and yeah, I mean, it's you know, we went way over, but we spent a lot of time with each caller, which we don't normally do, but it was great information for everybody, so I didn't mind doing it, you know. And hopefully by next Wednesday when we're on together, you and me and Sharona, hopefully I will have, you know, mastered this microphone and figuring out how to actually work it and do all the other behind-the-scenes things I have to do at the same time.
I think it sounded great today, so I think you should be happy as can be with that new toy.
Awesome. Alrighty, everybody.
The
maiden voyage. We will see you next week.
See you then.
Bye, bye.